This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. Grace Marie has been with us for every major step of this nationwide debate over healthcare reform legislation. And as the president makes a pitch behind what he calls the final form of healthcare reform legislation, we want to get her insights as always. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for your time.
The seemingly never ending discussions on healthcare. Oh, my goodness, Greg, nice to be with you.
It certainly is. And one of the things that we heard from the president today is something that he had seemed to hint a few weeks ago at the Republican retreat wasn't true in the current form. He said back then that if you liked your plan and liked your doctor, it wasn't necessarily true back then. Today, he said it was true with this plan. What's the reality?
You know, that it just makes me crazy. There are two different he's basically basing his plan on the Senate bill with some changes and some amendments for the House. But it is clear from the Congressional Budget Office report that at least 10 million people are going to lose their employer-sponsored coverage. A third of people on Medicare Advantage are going to either lose their coverage altogether or lose benefits. So how can he say that when the agencies, the independent government agencies whose job it is to analyze this legislation, say it ain't true? I mean, it's just, I don't know how he can keep saying this. It's not true, and it's really discrediting to him and his position to keep saying these things that just simply don't hold up to even the first blush of scrutiny.
We'll get back to policy in a second here, Grace Marie, but in terms of process, correct me if I'm wrong, but the House has to pass the Senate version as is, and then there would be additional so-called fix-it legislation that both would have to pass, and that's when the Senate could use it, the reconciliation tactic. Is that the way it's going to go?
That's the way it's going to go, and that means that you've got to ask House members to take an up or down vote to vote for a bill that contains the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana Purchase, taxes on union Cadillac plans that they hate, and they have to vote on this and hope that the Senate will then come around and fix it with a bill that gets a 50 votes plus one to make it through the Senate. And I just think that that is a real, real leap, that the House would be willing to take that gamble that the Senate would fix it, because otherwise House members are really exposed to saying, you know, you knew how much we hated those provisions that they put in the Senate bill to get it through, and you went and voted for that? That's what they're asking House members to do. I just don't see how they're going to be able to do it. Plus, there are House members who voted for the House bill only because it contained strict prohibitions against federal spending for abortion would be voting for the much more liberal Senate bill that does not contain those same protections.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, in his comments today, the president basically boiled down the Republican argument on how to reform the health care system to we should loosen regulations on the health care industry. Is that largely accurate, simplifying the situation? How do you respond to that?
It is something of an oversimplification. The Republicans are talking about targeted reforms. They're talking about figuring out how do you get more competition in the health sector, give people more choices, help people get insurance that can't afford it now without taking over the whole health sector. And the basic difference in philosophy is that the Republicans believe if you give people more choices, more ownership, more control, you are going to be able to get prices and costs down, making health insurance more affordable for everybody. And that's, the data shows that's true. In companies that have tried, for example, incentive-based plans that give employees price visibility and incentives to shop wisely and spend those dollars wisely, price increases for their insurance premiums are a third as high as traditional health insurance. So we know that works. It's competition and free markets and consumer choice, a patient-centered health sector. And to oversimplify it by simply saying that Republicans just want to do away with regulations on the insurance company is really laughable.
Grace Marie, another issue that we heard the president talk about today is that we can't do the step-by-step approach and starting over with the blank sheet of paper that Republicans want to do. He says if we do that, vital reforms will be put off for at least a decade. And if you don't do some of these steps simultaneously, it just doesn't work right because you need everybody to be covered. How do you respond to that line of his argument today?
You know, the president is just not making sense with his argument. I think the president has done even more damage with this unbelievably aggressive approach that has got to be all or nothing. That he may very well keep any president for a generation from being able to do comprehensive health reform. That if he would have done a smaller step-by-step approach, health reform already would have been done. It would have been done last year and probably with bipartisan support. But because he has been so aggressive and tried to do so much and take over so much of this one-sixth of our economy in one fell swoop, and because he wouldn't back down, he's the one that's damaging our ability to begin to make real progress on health reform.
Grace Marie, he didn't set the deadline. He did talk about, obviously, doing this on an up or down vote, meaning he doesn't want to subject anything to a Senate filibuster down the line. You mentioned that it's going to be a pretty tough sell for a lot of these House Democrats to pass the Senate bill. What are you expecting in the next month?
Well, they're saying now that they're going to have a reconciliation bill ready to present to the House and or Senate. It's not even clear where that has to start, probably the House, next Wednesday. They want to do this before Congress breaks for its Easter recess at the end of this month. So they want to finish this by the 26th of March, which gives them about a little over three more weeks to get this done. It is a huge, huge lift. That means they've got to get the votes through the House. They've got to get a reconciliation bill through the House and the Senate. It has to be scored by the Congressional Budget Office, and probably a third bill to satisfy the folks on Bert Stupak and his coalition of those who want to protect against abortion coverage. That's probably going to require a third bill. Can they do that in 3 weeks? I don't think so. It was interesting that he did not say there's an Easter deadline, but that's certainly what the congressional leadership has been talking about.
Well, we'll keep watching this, and I'm sure we'll be talking again, especially in these next 3 weeks. Grace Marie, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your
time. Thank you so much, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.